Our dear Eternal Father, we bless your name this evening. The blessings that you have poured upon us in the morning for captain service. We thank you. We know that each time that we, your children, gather, you have never left us without a blessing. And we are always very grateful. Thank you for the demons that you cast out to the preaching of your word, and by that delivering your people. Thank you for the healings that you have wrought. Thank you for spiritual blessings that you have accomplished, Lord, in our lives. It is individuals who have witnessed this that can testify. Father, we are grateful to you because we know, Lord, as your word cannot return to you void. Eternal Father, for it must surely accomplish the purpose whereunto you have sent it. Your word will not return to you void. It will surely accomplish the purpose. And that is to give us rapturing faith by the way of Holy Ghost baptism, taking us to higher ground, by He giving us the faith that will effect the healing that Jesus purchased on the cross of Calvary. And also to give us the faith we need to draw from you all that we have need, even those physical and material blessings. We are grateful to you. All these are available in your presence, even once, if we, Eternal Father, can find the right position before you. And we believe, Lord, as many as you have helped in the morning, there have been witnesses of this, Eternal Father, because you said in your word that where two or three are gathered, in your name you say you will be there. And not as an onlooker or any other thing, but to come and confirm your word that the people are pleading. We are grateful for your faithfulness to your promises. Here we are again this evening, Eternal Father. We are still needy people, for our souls cannot be too heavy, as your servant told us. We lift our cups once again, that you come and fill it, Lord. Lord, every other need in our lives still, in your hand we commit ourselves, that you show us your grace and mercy. That as many as are still hungry and thirsty, Eternal Father, you will feed them according to your promise, Lord. And many still looking unto you for healing of their body, Eternal Father, restoration of perfect health, Holy Ghost baptism. These promises are still possible. At any time, we just pray that you put us in the right atmosphere, Eternal Father, that we might be partakers of these blessings, because it is in partaking of them that we will return glory and praises to you. Thank you, our Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Praise be to God. We welcome ourselves to afternoon service. Yes, so we open our Bible to Proverbs chapter 18. Yes, we read just a verse there. Yeah. And then we follow a little thought. Verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall hear the fruit thereof.
Iku ati yembe ni pa ahan, anweni ti obasi nlo, yo je irere.
The Lord had his blessings to the reading and hearing of his word to our hearts.
Ki oluwa ki o fi ibuku fun kika ati soro re ti okan wa, ejo e de fi kale si o.
We just want to look at the power of positive thinking. The power of positive thinking. There are other scripture that we I want to elaborate. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7. 23.
Okay, ori ketalelogun ese keje.
Yeah. For as he thinking in his heart, so he see.
Nitori pe bi o tin siro ni okan re, be ni ori.
In other words, as a man thinking in his heart.
Ni ona miran bi eni o se ro ni okan re, be ke le lori.
So if a man is positive, as we have read that power of death and life is the death and life is in the power of the tongue. So we'll be talking about negativists. Yes. And positivists. To be pessimistic.
Pessimistic.
And then somebody that is optimistic. Well, we all know if we pick our dictionary and you look at the words, you look up the words negative, you know, in relation to what we are saying. Because this dictionary can give us, a list of
needs.
But a negativist is a person who exhibits negativism. An attitude or tendency.
Tabi ijoma.
To be skeptical.
Lati fun eni ti o nkegan.
Skeptical. To of doubt. Skeptical.
Okay, ton siye meji.
Yes.
Ton siye meji.
Yeah, to be skeptical.
Lati je en ton siye meji.
Yes. Not having a positive mind.
Ti ko ni okan ti o ni ero rere.
Yeah. And is a manifestation of unbelief.
You see, je afihan aigbagbo, ifarahan aigbagbo.
To be negative.
Lati je ni to ni ero buruku.
And the Bible here is telling us
that
death and life
are
in the power of the
tongue.
So if somebody says, I will die,
he's
going to die. Do you know the Bible says that I shall not die but live? But to declare the glory of God. That was David. When death threat was following him, Saul was pursuing him. Yeah. He had to confess positively, I will not die but live, to declare the glory of God, to declare the works of God. Praise be to God. Well, this scripture we talk about shows to us that power of life and death. Yeah. They are in this tongue. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Philippians chapter 4.
Verse 13.
It says, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me.
Emile se ohun gbogbo ninu Christi eni ti n fi agbara fun mi.
Yes.
Amen.
I can do all things.
Ani emile se ohun gbogbo.
Unlimited things.
Ti ko ni opin.
I can do all things.
Emile se ohun gbogbo
through Christ. ninu Christi
who strengthens me.
Eni ti o fi agbara fun mi
to buttress that part.
Lati yan eleyi.
Lati fide mule. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verse 9.
Iwe Korinti keji ori kejila ese kesan
also says this.
O na tun so yi.
He said, unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. When you are weak, my strength will make you strong.
Ori ofe mi to fun o nitori wi pe aso agbara mi di pipe ninu ailera nigba ti o ba di alailera agbara re yo gun o je di pipe.
The Bible says, let the weak say.
Bibeli wi pe je ki alailokun alailera.
And let the poor say,
eke ki otosi wi pe emi je oloro.
The Bible does not encourage us to exercise negativity. There is no room for it. It's not in God's dictionary. Because God is a God of possibilities. It is when a man is loaded with unbelief. That is when they won't see anything positive. In his condition or our condition. God told Ezekiel the prophet? I usually confuse Ezekiel and Ezekiel. Ezekiel was the king. Ezekiel is the prophet. Yeah, God told Ezekiel. He said, look at this dry bones. He said, can they live again? Can these bright dry bones live again? Ezekiel told God. It's only you that know. Why? Because he knew that God is the one that called those things that be not as though they were. Now if you follow the way the Bible put that thing in Romans chapter 4, that it is who called those things that be as though they were. As if they were, not as if they are. Because he had the power of creation. So Ezekiel recognized that. And he responded. It's only you that knew that whether these bones will rise or not. But as a prophet, he knew God can do anything. And then God told him, speak to them. Dry bone shall rise again.
And he said,
my God is able to do all things. Dry bone shall rise again. It's a song.
Amen.
What is positivism?
Well,
that is also very wide. But let me use the word optimist. Yes. Somebody has a tendency towards expecting positive things. Right outcome. A Christian is a person. Despite negative manifestations, he will not use his mouth to confirm them. Because that in his mouth lays power and authority.
agbara ati ase lori ara lo wa.
Yes. If he's a Christian,
ti o ba je onigbagbo,
he knows.
O mo pe
being anointed.
Eni ti o je pe o ni afabi oroyan.
Yes, as a Christian.
Gege bi onigbagbo,
he cannot just speak.
Ke kan soro lasan. Ki soro awas awas lasan.
Praise be to God.
Eni Oluwa.
And that is why the prophet. So I have a question. I said, will we say that Brother Abraham lied? When he was having ulcer, a Mayo clinic told him that they gave him a few days until you will die. I think we all had a story. Maybe we should read it so that we hear from the author's mouth. Well, should we be able to manage our time? Believing God. Preaching 1952, February 155. If I had considered mine, when Mayo brothers told me, you are finished, I would have been finished. If I had considered what Mayo brother told me, Mayo clinic was a standard clinic, hospital. They're still existing, the Mayo clinic. I subscribe to them. I get some tips from them. But I didn't consider my body. I didn't consider my sickness. I didn't consider what they said. I consider what God said. But when I was blind, going around here with glasses, couldn't even get a haircut. Take my glasses off in the barber. And my head shake till I have to sit down. Let him cut somebody else's hair a while. Then get back in the barber chair and try to cut mine. What if I would have considered it? But I didn't consider the blindness of my eyes. When I learned of God, when the doctor told me, one mouthful of solid food will take your life. My mother is sitting there as a witness. When Baba was preaching this, the mother was there in the congregation. They were giving me barley water and strained prune juice. Yeah. I live on it for a year. Nearly. They said, well, one mouthful of solid food will kill you. Will kill it. I began to read the Bible. And I found God in my soul. I read in there where it said, whatsoever things you desire, when you pray, believe you will receive it. Abraham said, there has never been a prayer said at our table. Nile in their house. That is, they were not religious. There never been a prayer said at our table. I remember Daddy sitting on the corner there. I said, can we pray? Mom looked over and started to cry. And Pop didn't know what to do. I said, God, had the Bible laid on the table. I said, if I die, I am coming home. Trusting you. Your word said this. I've got to either consider what the doctor said or consider what you said. I am taking his word for a year. That is the doctor's words. And I hardly know better. I'm getting worse. I'm not considering what he said anymore. I am considering what you said. And I had the blessing. We had beans. And cornbread. And onions. I took a dish full of them out. Started eating them. The first bite went into my stomach. Like to kill me. I had to hold my mouth over. My hand over my mouth to keep it from coming back. And it kept coming back. And I will swallow it down. It will come back. I will swallow it down. But I didn't consider my stomach. I consider what God said about not what I felt. It was burning me up. While he put those things inside, it was burning him up because of the ulcer. I went out on the street and was walking down the street like this, the water running out of my mouth. He said, how do you do, Billy? I said, wonderful. Days passed, weeks passed, still walking, standing down in a ditch, with my stomach like this, holding my hand like this, thumping like that, singing, oh, how I love Jesus. I lay down, then throw some more dirt in, and hold on. He was working. Yes. Yeah, I hold her. Oh, how I love Jesus. Just betching that food up. Coming back. So swimming headed, I could hardly walk. Yes. Say, how do you feeling? How are you feeling this morning, Billy? You sick? I said, no, I feel wonderful. Then later on, when I testify, somebody said, you lie then. Are you with me? Did he lie? The proper answer, the person. Because if you don't understand, you will think that, and that is why it's you need God's grace at that situation, at that point in time. The prophet was not intellectually saying those things. Alright, let us. The person said, you lie then. I said, no, I never. I wasn't talking about these senses here in the body. They are dead. I reckon Christ flew out of me. I said I was taking what he said. And I felt wonderful about it. You see that? Because when you testify of your expectation based on God's promise, because it is God's promises that produce our expectation. Our expectations are based on God's promises. God promised that we supply your needs according to my needs. We expect you to provide. He promised to preserve our going and our coming. We expect you to protect us. He's the one that heals all our diseases. We expect him to heal us. So our expectations are based on his promises. So if our expectations are based on his promises, and we are not saying what we are saying based on intellectual understanding, just like Abraham here, then we are not lying. And because God will vindicate it. Praise be to God. The prophet said, don't never be negative. Yes. In the sermon, show us the Father and it will survive us. 59 April 19, in the evening. Oh, sorry. That's not it. It's fellowship. 60-06. In 1960, June 11, fellowship is the title of the sermon. B, paragraph 51. The prophet said something happened to me a few weeks ago, and I'm determined by the help of God never to be negative on anything anymore. To blast my heart out. Remind. No matter what it costs. See? Whoa. Be sincere and down to the bottom of it. And that's the truth. Abraham was confessing of, situation with him. Okay, let's read this one too. But we are coming to another one. The sermon only believe. 61 April 27. It was a prayer. This is a prayer. Paragraph 2-6. Only belief is a sermon. Paragraph 2. Repeat after me. Is a prayer. The prophet said, Lord. The prophet told the congregation to repeat after him. Yeah, because this is about the end of that sermon. Yeah. Lord, I believe that you are the Son of God. I renounce my unbelief. I accept you as my Savior. I accept you as my healer. I accept you as my King. I believe you now, Lord, from henceforth. My testimony shall never be negative. I will praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Our prophet asks us to repeat that after him.
Amen.
This was preached in
1961.
We are repeating it today in the year 2025. The effect that that war had then, the effect, is still having the same effect. Because it's God's word, it's not man's word. Then in another sermon, what was the Holy Ghost given for? Paragraph 131. What was the Holy Ghost given for? Yeah, the other night, across the little host seats, there in the room, and I must close. The word, he said he wants to close. That he will close. A little old duofo seat. Seat, duofo seat. Yes, after praying for 3 or 4 days. So I got in such a place, going around. And I'm thinking, oh God, I got in such a place till I didn't know what to do. I said, God, we are at the end of the road. And I realized that I have neglected. And I have had calls to go on. I've been tired and wouldn't do it. I thought then I could see my loss staggering through the dark yard, dark yonder. Don't stagger. Yeah, because of tiredness. When he was so tired, he could hardly raise one foot after the other one. But he wasn't, he stopped for the woman of Nain. Yes, then for the boy brought out there and that was dead, till he could go over and touch the brayer. And use what little strength was in him to raise that bell. Yes, well, how did I get tired? What's the matter with me, Lord? Here I think, well, I'm getting old. I can't do it. There was Moses, the same God that I serve, stood yonder at 120 years old. There was Caleb, stood at the age of 90. With a sword in his hand, and said, Joshua put this word in my hand 40 years ago. He was 80 then. He said, I'm just as good a man today as I was then. I said, God, be merciful to me. I said, well, look here. I took my wife back there by the hand across this Bible and a little Bible. And I said, honey, I have been too negative. The Holy Spirit condensed me within me. I said, I think of them spores out yonder. I think of IT rights back there. Yes. And the little boy. I think of what God did. Showing that it was God that could create. Hey, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I thought. He told me that years ago. He told me. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. No man will stand before you all the days of your life. I will be with you. And from this hand of discernment, it will come till you know the secret of the heart. After that, it will raise higher and higher. The year after that, prove perfect. The world around, here comes this other great ministry far beyond it. I say, Oni, I take your hand. By God's help and God's grace, never let me be negative again. Let me walk forth to this revival here. Ishoji, to preach like never before. Let me go here to first sanctify myself and make a way for the people. That my own sin, my own neglecting be under the blow, my own shortcomings be under the blow, that I might walk out and say, follow me, people. Praise be to God. Bro Abraham in his life identified what he called negative thinking, which affected his attitude to the work of God. And he repented of them. When we think that we are limited by certain things, then we are putting ourselves in a box. We are limiting what God can do for us, what God can use us for. And the prophet made us to know, whatever we use our mouth to confess, God will make our body to be subject to
it.
Who is God? The sermon, who is God? Preach in 1950, August
15th. 1950.
Yes. Are you there? Paragraph
35.
And when the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is here to inspire you, remember, God will make your body come into your confession. So if you are negative, and you are thinking negative, and you say negative things to yourself, the prophet said God will make your body subject to that. If it is positive things that you say, God will equally make your body subject to it. Because death and life
are
in the power of the tongue.
Yes.
The negative thinking is thought that it's not possible. For example, that Lord who I call PA to the king of Samaria. Yeah, in 2 Kings chapter
7.
Yeah, you can remember that. When Samaria was besieged by the Syrians. Yeah. They couldn't go out. Starvation. They were suffering until women were eating their children. Where a woman, it was a woman that killed her own child. Yeah, expecting the other woman in agreement that if I kill my own, I will eat her, Then you will kill us too, so that we eat. I wonder if the other woman kill her own and they
hate.
If both of them kill their children and they hate, will they not be hungry still? They still be hungry. Then they have to be killing everybody around them for them to survive. He can't walk. And that's to tell you, Ashi, what Ashi can push people to. For a woman that had a child to think of killing the child and roasting her. Look, this evil has been in the old time. This evil. Yes. After all, the prophet told us that good and bad started in Genesis. Life and death. They are all there. Every evil started in Genesis. Every good thing started in Genesis. So everything we see today, only that they are advancing more, they started in Genesis, as we are told by the scripture. So that king, so when the king was passing,
and then
the woman who had killed her own child, and you know, and the other woman that they agreed refused to kill her own, didn't kill her own. The woman got offended and screamed to the king, "King, come and delay, come and hear this. This woman agreed to kill her own child if I kill my own, so that we can survive." Now I've killed my own, we have eaten her. She has gone to hide her own, she's not killing her. The king rent his clothes in my kingdom. Then he asked them to go and bring that Elisha. So when they were going to Elisha, you know, Elisha was a prophet. Let me cut it short because of our time. So Elisha told them, that go and tell the king that by tomorrow, a Congo of rice, how much is it now? About 2,000 Arab.
All
right. For a prophecy to come and then they are going to sell it for 100 naira. And then a Congo of beans for 50 naira. When the message was related to the king, he had a PA with him. The man looked and said, he said, even if God will open the windows of heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see with a high, but shall not eat thereof. Negative mind sees impossibility. If somebody with negative disposition, yes, we always believe in the possibility. This man, we don't have an history that is not an Israelite. We don't have an history that he is not. Yes. From the scripture. He is expected to believe the prophets. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. That's the instruction given. They must believe their prophets. But this man, look at him. And when he refused to believe, he got the reward for it. You will see it. Then you will not eat it. And so in verse 17 of that chapter 7, it happened. And the king appointed the... Let's read from 16. will still cover some things. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of Zidon. You know how it happened. God of miracle. When God speaks, he will put forces in place to accomplish it. It is what he has not said and what he has not promised. Once he promises it, let me also drop this. Even if God has not said it, if he tends to say it tomorrow, do you know that, you know, I'm talking about prophecy now. Are you getting me now? If there will be a prophecy tomorrow, we don't know, Abi. But God knows that the prophecy will come. He knows that event. He has prepared for it. Yes. Yes. What he intends to do that he has not disclosed to anybody. He has made provision for it. See the way God work it out. To make it what to come to pass. The Syrian that besieged them. God caused them to hear the rumors of war. Sound of war. Until they had to vacate their tents and their homes and run out of that place. And God moved on lepers who decided to leave the front, the gate of Syria and go to, and the gate of Samaria and go to Syria. Let us go and die anyhow. Hunger will kill us anyhow. Yes. That if they kill us, we know that we die because hunger will kill us here in front of Samaria. Not knowing it was God that was working. They got there. They saw the first place they got to, they saw that there were clues on the road. The first house they got to, there was nobody there. They enter, they carry food, they ate. The second house, they saw nobody there. They went around to nobody. They carry a lot of things. Went to hide for their own enjoyment. And then they came to their senses and said, we are not doing well. God's wrath will come upon us. Let's go and tell them in the city. That's how they went to the city and told them that this and this and this happens. They have run away. The king of Syria said, they are hiding. They are laying ambush for us. They know that we'll be hungry. So that when we come out now, then they will round us up. The leper said, it's not true. And they send messengers to follow. Behold, they found it like that. Those people also found it like that. And that is how they went. They went to carry, they looted the place. And as God said it, by this time tomorrow, Congo of rice, Congo of beans will be sold for this. All things have been brought into Samaria. Now the prophet told that period to the king that when it comes to pass, you will see with your eye, but you will not taste of it. The man did not see anything. No. He didn't react to the statement of the prophet. He should have said, oh, please, please, please. I didn't mean it. Please forgive me, forgive me. He kept quiet because he did not believe what the prophet said. Unbelieving spirit. At the end of the day, when the word of God was going to come to pass, it was the one that the king appointed to be in charge of doling out the food. In the course of doing that, they trample him down, stampeding, and he dies. Unbelief. The prophet said, does not hinder God. It will only hinder the unbeliever from seeing God's glory.
You will go along.
Yes. But we do what he will do. Yeah, unbelief cannot stop him. So it is better we be positive. Don't be negative. The prophet said, your confession, whatever you confess, your body will be subject to it. So let's continue. With that sermon, who is God? God will make your body come into your confession. If you say you are a drunkard and want a drink, don't worry, you soon be one. If you say you are a sinner and want to sin, you will be right into it. If you say you are a Christian and believe it all along, God will bring your testimony, will bring you right into it. Let me repeat, this is the prophet speaking. We must be positive. Positive confession. When we confess positive, our body will respond to that confession. That's what the prophet is telling us. If you say you are a Christian and believe it all along, God will bring your testimony, will bring you right into it. If you believe in healing and believe that God has healed you, confess it, and God will make your body obey your confession. For he is the high priest. He's the high priest of your confession, sitting at the right hand of the Father, now with his own blood to make intercessions for any confession upon anything that he died for. Praise be to God. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Preaching 1954, August 13th. Jesus Christ, paragraph 38. Yeah, that's good. That's improving. All of you in here that saved tonight, you just get in your head that you are not saved. And go around and say, no, I am not saved no more. You are not saved. That's a big word for a Baptist, isn't it? But that is true. You are backslid whenever you do that. That's right. That's right. I believe you can backslide. Sure. All right. Well, I think we understand what backsliding is all about. It's not a Christian that's born again that backslides. Backslide into what the denomination know as backsliding. They believe that a person who don't speak can backslide in the denomination. There's nothing like that in the message of the hour. The prophet said our backsliding has to do with not consecrating ourselves the way we should, not reading our Bible the way we should, not praying the way we should. That's why Paul said, I die daily. If you pray 1 hour in a day before, and you pray less than an hour, you backslided from that 1 hour to a lower hour. The prophet said, I die daily. That's the way the prophet explained it to us.
So,
but you see, you got to have your testimony and your confession positive. Not according to my feelings, but according to what he said.
That's it.
May the Lord be our help.
Yeah.
You remember the testimony of the spies. The 12 spies were sent to go and inspect the land that God promised that he has given unto them. And they went to look at it. And they came back with reports. They acknowledge the fact that the place is wonderful. It's a land that's filling, that's filled with milk and honey. It's a wonderful land. Blessed as God has said it. But that boat put them in another category. There is no but in God's word. Because the word of God knows no hindrance. We are the hindrance to God's word. When we don't surrender ourselves to that word, we will not witness the working of it. Yes. We will not witness the working of that word. Because unbelief will kill the unbeliever. He will rob the unbeliever of God's blessings. Do you know that this unbelief that these people displayed? Yes. I know that we are close. I know. I'm just concluding with that statement. They were to spend 40 days in going and in coming, in going to the land to inspect it and come back. It took them 40 days, 20 to go, 20 to come. But because they doubted, 10 of them. Do you know that their entry into the promised land was extended by 14 years addition?
We were in the
Okay. Now look at the implication here. Sorry. This thing look like mouse. Look at computer mouse. Look at it. That's very wonderful. Now, you know, from 20 years and above. It's okay. 20 plus were barred from entering the land. Okay. 20 years, people of 20 years and above, they were barred from entering the land. They were supposed to have entered the land 40 days. It's supposed to cost them 40 days. Now, the people that are 20 years and below, plus Joshua and Caleb, enter the promised land 40 years after. Are you with me? Now, the implication of unbelief when these boys of 20 years should have entered the promised land and be enjoying the blessing of the promised land, they did not enter until they were 60 years. Because of the unbelief of the elders, God added one day of 40 days, God said 1 year. They will roam in the wilderness until their carcasses fall there. So the children of 20 years below, they were merry-go-rounding in the wilderness together with the 20 years and above. Until the 20 years and above were wasted.
It's
okay. So the children from 20 years below that ought to have entered the promised land in the 40 days time, enjoying the blessings of land. Yes. 40 days later. Yes. The people that should have entered 40 days at the age of
20.
Yes. Because of unbelief, they did not enter until they were 60 years old. Do we understand that implication? That will tell you what unbelief can do. It postpones blessings. Yes. The children that should have been enjoying the blessings of God in the promised land at the age of 20, they were roaming in the wilderness. Roaming in the wilderness. They were suffering for the sins of their fathers. Then they became 60-year-old men. Probably with grandchildren. Entering the promised land. When they should have been youth entering the promised land. Let's not be negative. That's one of the implications of it. Let's bow down our heads. Commit ourselves to the Lord. Every negativity, every negative tendency, attitude, behavior, these are brought about by unbelief. That was why God told the children of Israel. He said because of unbelief they were not able to enter the promised land. Yes. Ask God to purge us of unbelief. And if you know you have disposition of, you have negative disposition. You don't see good things in others. You don't see good things in yourself. You feel that you can't make it. Maybe the enemy has put you in a corner that you cannot become a Christian. You can't become a Christian. You can accept that if God told you you are not a Christian. Yeah, but if it's not God that told you are not a Christian, don't let the devil kill you. Yes. Whatever sickness you are suffering, don't let the devil tell you this sickness will kill you. The Lord is there to heal you. To settle free and deliver you. Yes. Be positive. Always believing what God says. Oh, yes. Because His word cannot fail.
ko le lo laise oro to ba tenu e jade yo bori dandan ni.
God is not a failure.
Olorun ko je olorun to ma kuna olorun kuna.
God is positive. That is why he calls those things that be not as though they were.
Yes.
There is no impossibility before him. Our Lord Jesus Christ said,
he said,
with God all things are possible. He said, with him also that believe, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible for God to do. Is there anything too hard for him? Not one thing. Don't let the devil corner you. Oh yes. While we bring the service to a close, do you need help of prayer? So that the servants of God can pray for you. Lord, help me. Deliver me from being negative. Deliver me from unbelief. Let me take you at your word. Yes. Let me take you at your word. As Abraham took you at your word. As Joshua and Caleb took you at your word. Let me take you at your word.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege we have this afternoon to sit again and listen to your word through this message that your servant started, the power of positive thinking. Dear Lord, this sermon is speaking against doubt and unbelief, negativity of all forms. Lord, because your word said that he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that it is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. There will be no use of you telling us to pray if you don't answer prayers. Lord, you told us in your word, when we ask, we shall receive, when we seek, we shall find. But sometimes the enemy come, and Lord, he will not answer us not to ask. But after we have asked, he will try to bring doubt again that we are not being answered, which is contrary to your instruction. You said that when we desire anything and we ask in prayer, we should believe we have received it. Said then shall we have it. Lord, much have been spoken within the time frame that was available. We want to ask that the Holy Spirit will expand, share this is in our heart. Lord, the effect of negative thinking, unbelief, and doubt. Lord, people that don't believe that you can do all things, that your power is supreme, or you can change situations, whatsoever it is, oh God, these are the workings of the devil. We pray that you uproot every doubt, every unbelief out of our hearts in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, when you spoke to the disciples, in the days when you were still with them, they said, add to our faith. If this is the case, add to our faith. And Lord, we that are here, if there is anything we will ask this evening, those of us that believe will ask you to add to our faith, to increase faith in our heart.
Amen.
Those that are battling with doubt, they want you to remove the doubt. Because when someone doubts, your word said they cannot receive anything good from you. All these instruments of the enemy, whether doubt, whether fear, whether unbelief, whether negativity, whether double-mindedness, whichever way it is, oh God, may the pillar of fire consume them out of our heart. May you plant solid faith in the heart of everyone, that each time we ask, we will know that we are going to receive. That we will have the right type of expectation in our heart. As a prophet, I preach on that several places, on expectations. And he told us that whatsoever we expect, that is exactly what we will get. Give all of us good expectation, expectations that are according to your word. Have that way, dear Father. Your children that raise up their hand, their request behind it, may you grant as they requested. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray that these things will not fly away from our heart, but Lord, your spirit will grind them in, O Father, that might bring forth his expected fruits. Let it be, dear Father. Bless your servant that you have used, and recall him and renew his strength. And Lord, lift up the honor of his ministry, that each time will be of greater and greater blessing to your children. Grant it, Heavenly Father. We that have heard, help us, dear Master, that the word that we have heard will be mixed with faith, so that it might profit us, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Father. We thank you for all the services of the day, from the Sunday school, to the worship service, to the morning service, to this evening worship and this preaching. All of them together, Lord, may your spirit bind them in our hearts. Lord, that may make us to be what exactly you want us to be. Thank you, dear Father. We believe you are healed the sick and the afflicted. May they remain healed, dear Father. We believe you have drawn people closer unto yourself. May they never go back, dear Lord. We believe you must have filled someone with your spirit. Lord, may you stabilize them, dear Father. Whatever you have accomplished in the life of any of your children, may the enemy not succeed to rob anyone of your blessing, dear Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. Lord, once again, your servant that is in Kwara, Lord, when he will be coming back, perhaps on Tuesday, may you bring him back safely. The one that is in Delta, may you watch over him, dear Lord. The one that went over Katari, when he will be going home, may you bring him safely. All of us together will be closing very soon to go back to our homes. You brought us safely, may you take us back home safely. Once again, we remember your servant in Moe. We pray, dear Lord, that you touch him with your healing hands, deliver him from every works of the enemy. Lord, perform a miracle in his life. All his organs, may they all revive, dear Father. May we have a great testimony. Thank you, dear Father. This new week, which we are starting, Lord, tomorrow, the last month of the year, we commit ourselves into your hand. There is no special evil spirit in any ember months. It is the people that surrender themselves unto it. Sometimes they go into drinking, they go into all kinds of things, they will be in hurry unnecessarily and drive recklessly. Whichever way it is, we ask for your protection upon us. In our going out and coming, may you watch over us, dear Father. Lord, the students, the workers, the business people and travelers, may you watch over each one. And Lord, since kidnappers are on every side, every nook and corner, looking for sudden money, Lord, to collect money where they never work, oh God, deliver us from their hands, Father. May you blind them on the road where we travel. Watch over your children everywhere. Thank you, King of Glory. Blessed be your wonderful name. If you are still here by Wednesday and we return back here for another service, we ask you take us here to higher heights, Lord. Blessed be your wonderful name. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving.
Amen.
Praise be to God.
And you are.
The Lord bless you. I want to greet Brother David Ezemuse.
Arakunrin David Ezemuse.
And commiserate with him on the passage of his mother.
Kasi ba won kedun ni ti re koja iya won.
Yeah, the mother passed on this week that ended yesterday.
Iya won re koja o ni ose ti o pari ni ana yi.
May the Lord be your comfort.
Je ko Olorun ko je olutunu fun yin.
That of the entire family.
Ati ti gbogbo malebi yoku.
And make a way for
ki o si la na fun gbogbo ti eni lo ke se.
To be that farewell. God bless you. Somebody said that when I was announcing the convention in the morning, I did not specify the church. I'm sorry if that is the case. This is Church of Pastor Israel James. are organizing the convention.
Àwọn ni wọ́n fẹ́ ṣe àkọ́ àjọ.
And the letter is already on the notice board.
Ẹ fi
ìwé
tí wọ́n fi ránṣẹ́. Tí wọ́n bá ti fi ránṣẹ́, a ó fi sí ojú pátákó.
Wọ́n ti fi ránṣẹ́ only to be printed. They say it's there already.
Wọ́n ló ti wà níbẹ̀ o, ó ti wà lójú pátákó.
So you will see that.
Ẹ wà rí pé
ìjọ
wọn ni o.
Let's be in prayers for them.
Ẹ jẹ́ ká wà nínú àdúrà fún wọn.
The Lord bless you.
Jẹ́ kí Ọlọ́run kó bùkún fún yín.
I don't know whether I should say this one.
Ìmọ̀ bí a kì í sọ yìí.
Let me leave you for now. God be with you.
Ọlọ́run yóò wà pẹ̀lú yín.
Shall we rise?
Jẹ́ ká dìde.
I believe, yes, Lord, I believe,
yes,
Lord, I believe, it is well with me, yes, in the name of Jesus, I believe, yes, Lord, oh, yes,
ooh.